Proclamation number 2363, dated the June 9th, 1942. Thinking apparatus. Influx of good or evil strength. Spiritual knowledge ceaselessly flows to you from the spiritual kingdom, which you need only accept in order to possess it. Your will is decisive as to what kind of spiritual knowledge you take hold of, for you can make the spiritual transmission of light as well as that of darkness your possession, depending on your will. The human being's thinking apparatus is so delicately constructed that it is being activated by every emanation, i.e., as soon as thoughts surround him like waves, it becomes active by accepting what he agrees to, which is thus favored by the person's will. For this makes the decision, it effectively accepts part of it whilst rejecting everything else, depending on its attitude towards that which is good and divine or towards the power which is hostile to God. For the influx of thoughts from both powers, from the illuminated or spiritually dark forces, is either beneficially or unpleasantly experienced by the person, who therefore accepts the one and rejects the other. Hence, it depends on his basic attitude towards God which mental information the human beings will allow to take effect in himself, for once his thinking apparatus has received it, it will constantly remain at his disposal, for it will always rise to the surface as soon as the person wants to deal with it. If, therefore, the human being's will is directed towards God, the mental knowledge will be accordingly so, i.e., it will only consist of such communications which flow to him from the realm of light, which thus do not contradict the divine will. The human being will predominantly concern himself with spiritual things and disregard worldly matters. He will feel a spiritual hunger and thus accept from the spiritual transmissions that which corresponds to his desire while disregarding everything else. And so every person forms his own mental knowledge. It will be imparted to him from all sides, that is, good and evil forces endeavor to open the world of thought to the human being and make him inclined to accept the offer. If the human being unites himself with God in thoughts or in prayer, he will, understandably, also accept the mental information given to him by forces which are united with God, and these forces will prevent the opposing power from influencing him, and this, once again, is expressed through the human being's will, through its affirmative or negative attitude regarding the offered mental knowledge. This is why someone with a desire for God can be assured that he thinks correctly, for through his desire for God he makes himself receptive to the spiritual influx of good forces and feels that the mental information given by the opposing power is wrong and merits its rejection. The virtuous spiritual forces diligently train his power of judgment and watch out that the willing human being shall not fall prey to evil influences. Amen.